This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. The best of lunchtime radio is definitely in full swing on a Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for being a part of it. If you just tuned in, this is the Capricorn Adventure. And it's time to shift gears into the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. Joining us on the line is our motoring journalist, Prashewin Naidu. And today, Prashewin shares his first-hand impressions of the Audi Q3 35 TDI, right? 35 TDI, that is, from how it handles on the road to the features that make it stand out. He'll also let us know what's parked in his garage this week, drop a soulful hot jam for the drive, and share a motoring tip to keep you safe and savvy behind the wheel. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashewin. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic, and yourself?
I'm great, man. Thank you so much once again, Prashewin, for taking your time to join me on the show. You're really much appreciated.
Always a pleasure, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being the best open radio presenter on planet Earth.
There we go. So first up, Prashewin, yes. How was the drive, my man? I mean, what stood out for you on the road?
You know what, this car was just something that I honestly thought I was impressed. It left me quite impressed. I did tell you I took it last week to Durban, Margate. I made it there. I had a range of 900 kilometers, made it there. Still had a range of 350 kilometers to spare. The distance was 700 kilometers, but really good. Sip fuel, 5 liters per 100 kilometers. It's a diesel, a 2 liter turbocharged diesel. A lot of torque, a lot of, you know, grunt, but you wouldn't be able to tell it's a diesel, honestly, because of how, you know, refined and how quiet it is. And it just kind of left me impressed. The drive, smooth, and you all know how Audis are. They just, it has that feel, hey, that premium feel. And I honestly liked it. I liked every minute of it, every just soaking up that talky goodness that you had on the open road, and really, it was really delicious recipe, honestly.
Oh, wow. Sounds something amazing. So since you like it so much, Prashewin, let's talk about the design. How does, you know, the Audi Q3 look in the middle?
So not much, you know, Audi, they've always kept it quite straightforward, quite simple. I think they definitely, you know, they haven't done anything like crazy or grandiose, but this, however, has subtle, you know, design cues. It still remains sharp and, you know, a stylish contender. Our test unit had the sportback look with black edition package, so it was a coupe silhouette, and, you know, it had nice elements, like blacked out elements, like your bumper, your rear end, and, of course, 19-inch fancy schmancy wheels. And it did a lot of attention, especially with our color. It had orange, a tangerine-looking Audi Q3 on the road. Definitely turned a lot of heads. And yes, practicality-wise, the coupe does, you know, slash a bit of practicality as opposed to the, you know, the standard normal SUV look. But fear not, it still looks quite pretty in the metal.
All right, since we've tackled the outside, let's step inside. What can drivers, you know, expect in terms of, you know, the comfort, the tech, and just, you know, the overall feel?
Inside, it's classic Audi, refined, solid, and fairly well laid out. You get premium materials, comfortable seats, some smart touches like the panoramic sunroof, which is nice, heated sports seat as well, a rear-view camera, and a powered tailgate. So, you know, those are all there. Well, it doesn't have, you know, ultra-modern, screen-heavy look like some of its newer rivals. There's some charm to it, you know, with the mix of digital and physical controls, which I do appreciate. And insulation, well, top-notch. Once you're inside, you'd hardly guess you're in a diesel. So, really, really simplistic. And yeah, not bad, Audi, not bad.
All right. So, let's you know, get straight into it in terms of the elephant in the room. What is the price tag, and how do you think, you know, do you think it offers good value?
You know, I think it's so funny how these days we've become so desensitized to what R1 million can get you. And I mean, yes, R1 million is not, it's still a lot of, you know, change to fork up. So pricing starts at R832,000 for the Urban Edition and goes up to R908,000 for the Black Edition. But our full spec, you know, Sportback Tester came in just under R947,000. So yes, it's premium priced, but you do get, you know, got a bang for your buck there with the efficiency. And style, the Audi does throw in a 5-year, 100,000-kilometer freeway plan, plus is also, you know, Audi's finance options.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's still, it's pricey, eh? It's a lot of cash to throw up, I'll be honest with you.
Okay? It's really a lot of money. I have to say myself, it's really a lot of money. But yeah, we are where we are. But anyway, switching gears, I always get excited for this part just to find out what's in your garage this week.
All right, so hey, guess what? I'm getting a Lamborghini. I'm kidding. No,
oh,
no,
my gosh.
I'm kidding.
I'm about to fall off my chair. What? No ways.
I wish. Who knows? Maybe they might in the next 2 years or 3 years once I get a bit older.
Yeah, no.
So I got the trusty Steve, the Isuzu D-Max 45th year anniversary edition. So, you know, this is a mark to celebrate 45 years of the Isuzu Buckies in South Africa, and so this Bucky comes in limited supply. So it is quite special. Not like a Lamborghini, but it's still quite special and, you know, carries that legacy with pride. So yes, that's what I have this week in the garage, which I'll be looking forward to sharing about next week.
All right, we can't wait for next week with that. But before we let you go, can you hit us up with the motoring tip of the week and cue up the hot jam to get us into the weekend?
Of course. Thank you so much, King Bash. So if you're test driving a diesel car for the first time in a while, don't let outdated perceptions hold you back. Modern diesels like the Q3, 35 TDI are cleaner, quieter, and obviously more refined than ever before. So, plus, they do offer great fuel economy and long-distance comfort. And let's end off by Guna, one of one.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Prashubh. And do have yourself a fantastic weekend and catch you again next week, Friday.
Have a blessed one, King Bash, and listeners. Take care.
Most definitely, that was our motoring journalist, Prashubin and Naidu, serving nothing but the freshest motoring inside, right? So for more reviews and road tests, so check him out on Eswatini Motoring and follow him on Instagram at Prashubin Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.